climatologists believe that there was global warming indeed and man-made. I have my differences there, but by and large, there is something weird happening with the sun. There's something happening in our solar system, Gwilda, that is truly affecting, I think, weather conditions here on this planet. Do you see that too?
Absolutely, and so did Dmitriev. He observed that the solar emissions are now traveling more quickly and is charging up the energy or frequency on the planets as their electromagnetic or toroidal fields interact with that of the sun. And this is increasing in violent weather patterns, earthquakes, and the result of the Earth adjusting to this climbing frequency.
Is the Russian scientist, is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. This is leading-edge stuff here.
Okay.
Yeah, this
okay.
is current-day stuff. So, say, for instance, a gentleman by the name of Michael Mandeville, he's done research that shows that overall volcanic activity on the Earth since 1875 has increased by over 500%, and
That's
the overall
huge.
Earthquake has increased by 400% since 1973.
And what does he point toward as the reason for that?
He's pointing towards the same thing. He really feels that the where the sun is in the galaxy is affecting all of our planets, because the sun has this electromagnetic field that circumvents covers all the planets, and the leading edge of that is what hits up against whatever it's moving through. Now, we got to realize the sun's moving through the galaxy at approximately 43,000 miles an hour. And we drive down the road. If we're going pretty fast, we can go through different weather patterns, different temperatures. It has to be the same for the sun and our whole solar system. So as we move into these higher frequency areas, it starts to excite the plasma, which starts to change the frequency of M-class flares and everything else, because there's additional stress and everything. So all this stuff is happening much quicker, which is, of course, impacting the Earth, which is then the Earth is having to shift accordingly. And people are the one thing that's not shifting, because we've lost our contact with the Earth itself.
Well, that is so true. That is so true. This is fascinating. At least you're finding scientists that are, agreeing with what we've talked about in this program for so many years, that when something happens to the sun, it has a direct correlation on planet Earth and subsequently us as people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pretty fascinating. There's another thing that NASA NASA just recently funded a gentleman by the name of Jack Scudler. He's a plasma physicist at the University of Iowa, and they want him to perform research on electrodiffusion regions. And these electrodiffusion regions are what they call X-points.